This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. ألا من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال تعالى اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we thank Allah that Allah has given us the opportunity of witnessing the Mubarak and joyous day of Eid al-Fitr. This is a day of great happiness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Madinah-e-Munawwarah, after Hijrat, he found people were celebrating days of happiness. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna li kulli qawmin eid, wa hadha eiduna. Each and every nation has a day of happiness, and these are our two days of happiness. Ye aaj hamare liye khushi ka mauka hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya ke har ek millat ko khushi ka mauka aur khushi ka din hota hai, aur ye hamare khushi ka din hai. And in this, amazingly, our days of happiness is not based on any historical event. It is not based on any personality. There are so many great victories in Islam, the Battle of Badr. There are so many great personalities, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Eid is not based on happiness, on a historical event, or on any personality, but it is based on the celebration and happiness based on complying with the commands of Allah Ta'ala and making an effort to be obedient to Allah during the month of Ramadan. Yeh khushi ka jo mauka hai, yeh kisi tariq ki kisi waqia ke upar mabni nahi, shakhsiyat ke upar mabni nahi, lekin yeh mabni hai ki humne koshish ki Ramadan mein ki Allah Ta'ala ki itaat kare. That is a real happiness for a believer. And on this day of happiness, let me also add another dimension of happiness. Today I want to speak about the beauty of our deen, the beauty of our religion. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a beautiful deen. Allah has given us such a beautiful religion, which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala is Islam. Allah Ta'ala ki yaha deen, jo maqbool hai, wo sirf aur sirf Islam hai. Allah Ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa radhitu lakum al-Islam deena. Allah Ta'ala says, I am happy with Islam as a deen for you. Allah Ta'ala has chosen Islam for us. Yet this deen is not something that you and I will pick up. Allah Ta'ala chose Islam for us. یہ ہمارے دین یہ ہمارے اور خوشی کا موقع ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں ایسے دین دیا ہے جو اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمارے لیے چنا ہے, جو ہمارے لیے پسند کیا ہے. اللہ has given us this whole beautiful deen, which Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ says, ان الدین عند اللہ الاسلام. The deen in the eyes of Allah تعالیٰ is Islam, subhanallah. And let us today speak about the beauty of Islam. ہم آج دین کے اوپر اور اسلام کی حقانیت کے اوپر اور اسلام کی زینت کے اوپر ہم بیان کر رہے ہیں. We speak about the beauty of deen which Allah Ta'ala has given us. First, look at our understanding, our aqidah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other religions, we find that there is different centers of power, different centers of authority. So you find that in Christianity, for example, they say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. The Nasara, they say, Isa ibn Maryam is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. They have committed disbelief who say, Allah is Isa ibn Maryam. And then they have the question of Trinity. Teen me ek, ek me teen. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٌ. They have committed kufr who says, Allah is one of three. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam told unto his companions in the prison, Ya sahibai sijn, arbabu mutafarriqun, khayrun amillahu al-wahidu al-qahhar. Oh my companions of the prison, is one Allah better or many Allahs? Kya ek Allah kafi hai aur behtar hai ya bahut se khuda? Ek Allah, wahid, qahhar, ye sab se behtar hai. Hamare liye yahi hai. Look at the beauty of our deen. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki sifat ko dekho. Look at the qualities of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at that we believe in an all-embracing, all-great, all-powerful, almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we fear Him the way we fear no one else. We have trust in Him the way we trust in no one else. Hum ek hi Allah ta'ala ko mante ho. Usi se hum khauf kahte hain, hum hain, usi se hum darte hain, aur usi ke upar hamara aitmad hai. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He who relies upon Almighty Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. Jo Allah Ta'ala ke upar aitmad kare, Allah Ta'ala unke liye kafi hai. Allah Ta'ala farmate hai Quran mein, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Is Allah Ta'ala not sufficient for humankind? Ki Allah Ta'ala aapke liye kafi nahi? Is Allah Ta'ala not sufficient? Is He not enough for you? Look at the beauty. Allah Ta'ala is so powerful. Everything happens with the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He has full control over His bondsman. Full control over His creation. Makhluk ke upar, pura unke upar. Hakimiyat hai Allah Ta'ala ki. But despite His power, despite His greatness, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. I have prescribed and made compulsory upon me rahmat and mercy. Subhanallah. Look at the beauty of our deen. Look at our beauty of our understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that you and I must celebrate. The beauty of our religion. The beauty, despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, despite His greatness, how He is forgiving. How He is merciful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah kataba kitaban fa huwa 'indihi fawqa 'arshi." That Allah Ta'ala has prescribed and written on His arsh. "Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi." My rahmat and my mercy is more powerful and it is greater than my wrath and my anger. Arsh ke upar likha hua hai. Allah Ta'ala ne arsh ke upar likha hai ki mere rahmat mere intiqam par hawi hai. Subhanallah. So look at this beauty. Look at the beauty of our understanding of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the history of religions. In our previous religions, what did they do? In one hand, they made Isa ibn Maryam the son of Almighty Allah. They made him equivalent to Allah. They made him part of Allah. On the other hand, the other side, what did they do? وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. They kill their prophets. ایک طرف سے انہوں نے کیا کیا کہ عیسیٰ ابن مریم کو اللہ تعالیٰ تہرایا اور دوسری طرف کیا کیا دوسری طرف یہ کیا کہ اپنے نبیوں کو قتل کیا. One hand they made their نبی اللہ and on the other hand what did they do? They killed their prophets. They didn't show respect to their prophets. ہمارے دین میں کیا ہے؟ Look at the beauty of our deen. Look at the beauty of our religion. What did our religions do? It showed such respect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that no one ever showed respect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aise izzat di, aise unhone Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko sarhaya aur aise unhone izzat di aur izzat aur ehtiram kiya ki kisi ummat ne apne nabi ko itna ehtiram nahi kiya aur itni izzat nahi baksha. Can you imagine? So beautiful. But yet We did not make Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of our worship. Humne apne Nabi ko maabood nahi banaya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said towards the end of his life that don't make my qabr a place of sijda. Mere qabr ko sijda ka makan na banao. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day saw a person making dua, ma sha Allah wa ma sha Muhammad. What Allah wishes and what Muhammad wishes. Jo Allah chahe aur jo Nabi chahe. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Atajalu lillahi nidda?" Are you equating me with Allah? So beautiful our deen. Look at the other history of religions, how they have failed with regard to their aqidah and belief in prophets. And look at our beauty. Look at the beauty of our deen in getting the right balance with regard to our belief in our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah has given us a Nabi who is wabil mu'minina raufur rahim. He is extremely kind, extremely merciful to you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the ayat in Surah Wadduha was revealed, wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda, we will give you that which will please you. Humko aapko wo denge jo aap khush honge. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam khush hokar apne ghar se bahar nikle. He came out of his house and he said, Allah said he won't be pleased until I am happy. He'll give me something that I will be happy. I won't be happy until my entire ummat is forgiven. Main khush nahi hunga jab tak hamare wo pure ummat ma Allah taala unhe maaf na farmaye. Subhanallah. So this is our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every Nabi has one dua that Allah taala accepts. All the Nabis use their duas. Except me, I will make that dua for my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Look at our method of ibadat. Today when you look at other faiths, other groups, how do they make ibadat? They sit in front of the, before eating, they say a few words. They call it grace. They make grace. Unki haan koi ibadat hai? Koi namaz hai? Koi salat hai? Hamare namaz ko dekho. Look at our namaz. We stand with respect in front of Allah. We go down in ruku. We go down in sijda, showing our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Is there any nation who's got such a beautiful method of ibadah? Huh? What did the Urdu poet said? Ye ek sijda jise tu giran samajhta hai, hazar sijda se dete hai aadmi ko najat. That one sijda you find difficult to perform, that one sijda gives you freedom from thousands of other sijdas. Ek hi Allah Ta'ala ke samne humne sijda ki. Kisi aur ke samne humne sijda nahi ki. The beautiful method. Look at our Ramadan. In our Ramadan, we have fasting. We have tilawat. We have zikr. It enhances us. Kisi aur mazhab mein nahi. No other religion has got such a beautiful method of ibadah. May Allah Ta'ala make us realize on this day of Eid, the added happiness of what a beautiful deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Allah has made our entire life into ibadat. Just with proper methodology and proper intention. If we make intention of a worldly deed, we make intention of pleasing Allah ta'ala, that deed becomes deen. We eat, and we eat because we want to gain strength to remember Allah. That eating becomes ibadat. Ikhlas ke saath aur sahi tarike se dunyavi kaam wo bhi ibadat ban jate hain. Just with one, two things, proper methodology and niyat. You go out and go do business, you do it correctly. Talabul halali faridatun ba'd al farida. Whoever earns a halal risk, he is doing a religious obligation. Al kasibu habibullah, the one who does employment, who works, he is beloved to Allah. Jo kaam kare halal risk ke liye, wo Allah Ta'ala ko mahboob hai. Subhanallah. Al-kasibu habibullah. The one who works for halal risk, he is beloved to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where do you get this in any other religion? That our entire life becomes deen with a proper intention. Subhanallah. Look at our brotherhood. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Allah Ta'ala says that all Muslims are brothers unto one another. Jahan bhi Musliman ho, wo sab ek dusre ke bhai hai. We are brothers unto one another. Today you find that you sometimes meet a Muslim, you don't know him from anywhere, you meet him for 10 minutes, You meet him for 15 minutes, all of a sudden you have such love for him that, you know, that love, it is as if you know him for many, many years. Kisi ke samne humne baat ki. Salam kya? And we make salam. After we make salam, we know him. It is as if we know him for so many years. You see, for sirf Islam, man. Today, our brotherhood has become weak. We have become riddled with disunity and hatred. And we must need to rekindle this brotherhood. Ye bhaichargi hame dobara lana chahiye apne ummat mein. Ke Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne kya? Al-mu'minu akhul muslim. A believer is a brother to another believer. So these are important aspects, my dear. Look at our salam. Subhanallah. Hamare salam ke muqable mein koi salam nahi hai dunya mein. There is no better salam and greeting than the greeting that Islam has given us. No other better greeting than the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In all other greetings, it's just a form of greeting. Hamare salam mein bhi dua hai. In our salam, there is dua. When we make salam to someone, we're making dua to him. May Allah Ta'ala keep you with peace. May Allah Ta'ala keep you with rahmat. May Allah Ta'ala forgive you. May Allah Ta'ala, you know, grant you Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person came and said, assalamu alaikum. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's got 10 nekis, 10 good deeds. The other one came and said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's got 20 nekis, 20 good deeds. Third one came, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's got 30 good deeds. Ye kisi aur salam mein hai, is any other person who greets, when he greets, Allah Ta'ala gives him 30 rewards. Only in Islam. And when you make salam to someone, subhanallah, when you make salam to a person who is elder than you, it's a form of respect. If you make salam to someone who is elder than you, jo aap se bare hai, to salam, uske liye izzat wa ihtiram hai. And you make salam to someone small, you make salam jo chote ke upar, ye rahmat wa shafqat hai. You make salam to someone who is your friend, dost ko salam kiya, to ye dosti ki alamat hai. Dosti ko aur duwala karte hai. Or ajnabi se agar salam kiya, you make salam to a stranger, you're telling him, I'm your friend, I won't harm you. Subhanallah. Look at the beauty of our deen, my dear respected brothers. Then we look at, you know, just look at our janaza. Subhanallah. Amare janaza ko dekho. Other particular religions, they spend thousands and thousands to do a coffin. Amare jo hai wo janaza mein kitni saadgi hai. So easy. It is so easy. Hum jahan pe kaam karte hain jamiyat mein, ek martaba wo kisi aurat ka janaza the wo hospital mein. One particular hospital, there was a janaza of a Muslim woman. So the non-Muslims called the Muslim woman to go make ghusl. So then they went to make ghusl. Wo ghair Muslim dekhte rahe. The non-Muslims, they started looking. And when they finished the ghusl, they said, we hope that someone will give us such a dignified send-off. We hope someone will give us such a ghusl at the time we die. We hope someone will give us such a departure. Hum taraste hain ki hame bhi hamare marte waqt aise hi koi jo hai na wo husl kare. Aise hi hamare alwida kahe. Ye kis mein hai? Sirf aur sirf Islam mein. So my dear respected brothers, the reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a most beautiful deen. A deen that you and I are supposed to cherish. We are supposed to value. And we are supposed to not only value it for ourselves, value it for humanity. Hamein chahiye ke sirf na sirf apne liye, lekin insaniyat ke liye, is mashal-e raah ko unke samne laaye. We are supposed to show people the beauty of Islam. The unfortunate part, we are fighting so much amongst ourselves. Hum ek dusre ke gareban mein jo hai na wo lage hue hain ki hum jo hai na dusron ko Islam ki haqqaniyat aur Islam ki behtareen namuna unke samne hum pesh nahi karte. Hum nahi kar pa rahe. We got such a beautiful deen that we, instead of showing it to people, we are fighting amongst ourselves. If only we could have taken the beauty of our deen and showed it to people. Humanity needs Islam. Humanity in reality is restless. They want Islam. We've got it, but we are not giving it to people. So my dear respected brothers, on this day of Eid, let us increase our happiness by, you know, keeping this in mind, that together with our day of happiness, let us increase our happiness that Allah Ta'ala has given us such a beautiful deen, a deen which is chosen to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a deen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ, I have chosen and I'm happy with Islam as a deen for you. May Allah Ta'ala make us live according to Islam and die according to Islam. Allah Ta'ala hameh Islam ke upar zinda rahe, aur maut bhi Islam hi aur iman hi ke upar, maut aur ikhtitam hamare zindagi isi ke upar ho. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.